Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Somebody just reminded me what goes on Coney Island on the 4th of July. There's the Nathan hot dog competition, hot dog eating competition that goes on today.
Joey Chestnut steps up to the plate.
Fool eats 100 hot dogs in 3 minutes or something. What? Guy's got to be out of his mind. Yeah. We should have done that in the farm and food segment of the program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Happy 4th of July. The boom in travel over the weekend, 1,400 flight cancellations. There you go. That'll have. Imagine sitting in an airport for half of the holiday weekend because you can't get on an airplane to go where you thought you were going to go. This is really kind of a nutty.
Yeah, there was some really bad weather that grounded a lot of flights or canceled them. Or we have family members that went on vacation and they had to circle before coming in for their landing because of storms. And then once they did land, they had to sit on the tarmac for a while because the airport was actually shut down due to the storms.
Yeah. It's really, as American, which is the airline I use most of the time, the pilot somehow has a snafu in the computer system. Did you see that?
Yeah, the technological glitch that allowed them to
take off
flights. They could just drop flights. They had the power to do so themselves, so they're like, I don't want to work this time. Okay, I can get out of it.
Right, yeah. Well, they oftentimes, pilots and more so the flight attendants, swap off. So if somebody needs a weekend off or they want to change for whatever the reason and they find among themselves, they can swap off, and there's a way to do that through the computer system. But pilots have a harder time because obviously there are fewer of them and they're more in demand. And so when you
especially busy season like holidays or the month of July, which the whole month is travel heavy, and so they shut that feature off that pilots can't do so. And I guess
they don't let the pilots unless you're a very senior pilot. You don't get summertime off. You just don't, because that's the busiest time. From May until October, hard to get if you're a pilot vacation time. But consider this. Pilots only work on average 3 days out of the 7 a week. And sometimes if they're doing overseas stuff, they can jam them all together if they want. Like the typical, I was with a fellow who lived in Kansas City, but he flew he would take Chicago, Dallas, Boston, New York to London. Those are his trips. So he would, he lived in Kansas City, but he flies to wherever. I think his base actually was Chicago, but they transfer some of them, if there's a need, to other cities where, like, for example, if you get used to doing London or Frankfurt or any city, you get used to the way that the air traffic control works, what it's like to land at the airport. For example, going into Heathrow is a real challenge because it's in the middle of the city, and you're literally flying over. You ever been into the San Diego airport? It's kind of like LaGuardia, too. You fly in over the city, and blop, you're right. And Washington, the Reagan National Airport, you're going, it's actually a wonderful flight. It's a clear day. You come down the Potomac, and you can see everything in Washington. And then, bingo, you're on the airport.
Oh, wow.
So, Yeah.
It sounds gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it's great. You know, landing in Cleveland, what do you see? Nothing but
Lake
dirty.
Erie, hello. Lake Erie. Lake Erie is magnificent. You should your face, sir.
Yeah.
Those are fighting words.
I know they are. Yep, I got it. Okay, so let's see. What else is going on? The story in Copenhagen. Okay, I don't want to talk about that anymore. The Supreme Court decision has launched a lot of political battles, and also apparently almost every state, Jay, there is a judicial challenge, no matter whether the states in general have been for or against. Pretty much every state has seen this is going to go on for years and years. So, anyway, the IRS has approved 76 fake charities that all share the same mailbox. Here you have your federal tax, your taxpayers at work.
And how is that not figured out ahead of time? The same mailbox.
Yeah. 76 fake charities all going to the same. These people are asleep at the switch, man. They should be ashamed of themselves.
And that's just lazy on the scammer's part to use the same mailbox.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we have other listeria, and we had the salmonella problem earlier that we were talking about. What was it for? I've forgotten now the name.
Oh, the onions.
The onions, right. Don't get packaged onions. Apparently, there's an ice cream in Florida that has sickened people in a number of states in the southeast. It's hard not to buy ice cream that's packaged.
So, buy local.
Buy local ice cream. That's it. Yeah, you absolutely should be buying local ice cream. This is the unanimous declaration of the signatories from the 13 original colonies. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to this separation. That's the first line in the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, dictates that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it's their right, it's their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has begun the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government. The history of the present King of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an abusive tyranny over these states. And then the Constitution goes through the things that people argue about these days, right? The constitutionality of this, that, or the other thing. And this isn't the Constitution, but this was the, you know, the Declaration of Independence was kind of the forefather, if you will. The thing that we cite most often as the reason for doing whatever we do. It's not constitutional. But there are a lot of things in the Declaration. Most people think Declaration is pretty short. No, it's not.
It's not, no.
No, it's not at all. And if I went through all of these things, everybody would be asleep in the next 5 minutes. But there are things that we look at today. This ought to be studied in every single history class, every single year around when you, before the year ends, the school year ends in June. These things ought to be all taken up. Mostly what I glean out of this is the taxation thing. That really is what started all of this. And one of the main suppositions in the Declaration is the line about taxation. We will not accept imposing taxes on us without our consent. And yet today, we have all kinds of taxes on ourselves that we didn't consent to.
Without our consent,
Look at your phone bill. You want to see an example? Look at your cell phone bill of taxes on top of taxes on top of taxes. How are those allowed under either the Declaration or under the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no
bills.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one example. But all the excise taxes on cars, excise taxes on boats, luxury items, because you can afford it, then you pay. Well, a far more and the best example for a sales tax comes from the constitutionality of, or the there have been people fighting for years since 1923 when the income tax was instituted. There have been challenges every year. Some of them go reported, some of them don't, as to the legality. There is not one word in the Constitution that sanctions an income tax. And it is not justified. And however many times it is, it's like a cabal. The judges and legislators and the people in power abuse the hell out of us with an income tax that has no real legitimate reason for being. No legitimate reason. And yet here we are. The only thing sanctioned, or that could be sanctioned, and I've looked at this year after year after year, the only thing that is really fair and just, and that's what the Constitution calls for, is a sales tax. So everybody pays on everything except food and clothing a certain amount, and so you don't have anybody escaping the tax system, cheating on their income tax, that kind of stuff. But because the income tax is so inculcated and ingrained in American society, that, you know, the judges are in concert with the bureaucrats, and you can be sent down the river for protesting not paying your income tax. It's extraordinary, and really one of the things that is most upsetting about what we supposedly have here is life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, free from tyranny. The income tax is tyranny. It's tyrannical across the board. Not to be supported. So there's a word from your friendly anarchist, Doug Steffen, at 47 past the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and an ice cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new...
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
We'll be right back.
Sounds like a... Let's see, what was this? This sounds like Back to the Future. Is this Back to the Future? I didn't know that, but it sounds like it. Chuck, are you with us or against this?
I'm with you, Doug. Yes, that's Back to the Future.
That's what I thought. Okay.
This week in movie history, July 3rd, actually, 1985, Back to the Future hit theaters. Released by Universal, produced by Steven Spielberg, directed by Robert Zemeckis. Didn't know really what to expect, whether it would catch on and be a big hit or not. It caught on, became a big hit, number one grossing film its opening weekend. It played very strong through October and wound up doing worldwide $388 million on a budget of just $19 million. Think about that, Doug. $19 million budget for a big popcorn event film. Grossing $388. So per dollar of investment, that's a pretty good return. Now, if studios double their money from initial production to final gross, they'd be thrilled. But 19 to 388, that's pretty impressive. A great movie.
Yes.
Spawned one of the great trilogies, I think, of all time. And
sure
great cast chemistry between Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Doesn't get better than that.
One of our great character actors. He's played so many different movies. I remember in one of the Lone Ranger movies, he was Butch Cavendish and a really bad, good bad guy. He plays good bad guy. Now he's a senior citizen. He plays some real characters. He's very, very, he's one of
been
our great
a long time.
Actors.
Yep. He was a villain in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I thought he was fantastic. But he started on Taxi, you know, playing Jim, the character Jim.
Yeah.
It's just an awesome character on that classic sitcom back in the 80s.
All right, I went to see two movies over the weekend because the weather was hot and rainy. And so I went to see, finally, Top Gun Maverick. It was the best movie I have seen for a long time. Whatever the character, Tom Cruise has, I'll go see. There are some actors I'll go see their movie no matter what. And Clint Eastwood is one of those people. And I guess Liam Neeson is probably another one these days. Certainly when, what do you call it, was around. He's gone out of my mind. Anyway, but Tom Cruise certainly earns the star status that he has. I love his chemistry with Jennifer Connelly. The way that the whole thing wraps you up.
I found it to be very reflective, simply because Cruise, you know, he's been around a long time. Obviously, he's one of the last standing movie stars left in the business. Having said that, never was in a film that made $100 million in its opening weekend. Mm-hmm. He's now 59. Obviously, he looks great. But this is a much more mature film and reflective film than the original because it takes place 30-something years later. The character, obviously, has lived a lot of life. And for whatever reason, and it's really hard to explain why it is radiated so well because when it was announced...
Because you feel good. It's a feel-good movie.
You do. I agree 100%, and it has a great last act. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
But it's also character-driven, and his chemistry with Jennifer Connelly is really good. But here's the thing. I don't think anybody could have...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The man charged Tuesday with 7 counts of murder for opening fire at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park legally bought 5 weapons. This despite authorities being called to his home twice in 2019 for threats of violence and suicide, according to police. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhart promised that dozens more charges would be sought. If convicted, Reinhart said the suspect would receive a mandatory life sentence without the possibility of parole. One day after Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory in seizing an eastern Ukraine province, his troops escalated their offensive in the neighboring province on Tuesday. It prompted the governor there to urge a mass evacuation of 350,000 residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The midterm elections are several months away, but D.C. leaders are talking about them now.
The Senate was not in session on Tuesday, which gave Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, time to head back and speak with constituents in Paducah, Kentucky. McConnell saying he's feeling good about Republicans' chances of taking back control of Congress following the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president. I certainly hope that holds up, and we have a chance to begin to turn the country in another direction.
Democrats are looking to maintain control of Congress based on President Joe Biden's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, support for abortion rights, and addressing mass shootings. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In related news, Americans' confidence in the presidency as an institution has plummeted 15 percentage points over the past year. According to a new poll released on Tuesday, confidence in the presidency dropped to 23% from 38% in 2021. The Gallup survey also found that an average of 27% of U.S. adults had a great deal of confidence in 14 major sectors, including organized religion, the Supreme Court, TV news, the medical system, and the criminal justice system. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let's keep working it. The best thought of the day that I can relate to you, the best image in your mind would be blueberries on vanilla ice cream. That's the best thing I can think of at the moment.
Okay.
Fresh blueberries this time of year. Blueberries are everywhere fresh on the farm. So go to the farm, get your blueberries. We sold, I don't know how many quarts of blueberries this past weekend on the farm. Just everybody wanted melons, radishes. That are in right now. Beets are in right now. Summer squash, zucchini, that sort of thing. A little early for corn. We'll have corn probably in a week or so. But that's what people in the flock to the blueberries. So we had blueberries. We have, if you go to my farm website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you can see the activity I had. For those who are new to the program, I talk about this from time to time. I used to be in the bus business way back when I was a kid. I took over a family bus business, and I had a few school buses left over parked in the woods on my farm, just sitting there with trees growing, and there was all kinds of stuff. So when I decided we had an ice cream store with the milk and cheeses and stuff, but I converted that to a country store. And so when people came back, I used to sell about 100 gallons of raw milk a day and all kinds of things related with that back in the teens. From like 2007 to 2015 when I had an accident on the farm and I just lost the ability to do what I was doing. But people always want me to, hey, can you bring the ice cream back? So, yeah, every summer we have the farm open for 3 days a week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, in a case of a holiday, like this week, open on the holiday. So people come to see the cows and the goats and the chickens and the ducks and, oh, they just want to kind of commune with them in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, it's just so cool to see all those animals running around and kind of being close to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and just understand what they're all about. And families bring the children are the ones that really like, and that's really what I do it for. So our children will understand that just because a cow is big doesn't mean that it's bad, or that you hear a tractor making noise, that that's bad. Don't be afraid of the things. That's kind of one of my missions here. But somebody this week wanted to know if I was going to have fireworks, and I said, no, I don't believe fireworks are safe. I noticed there were some comments about our discussions regarding fireworks. I want to relay a few of those. Jay, the idea that fireworks, one of the guys that works on the farm stayed, we have one of the hills on the farm is called Turkey Hill, and they wanted this couple who works on the farm wanted to go sit on the top of Turkey Hill and watch fireworks. There were some, I don't know where they're coming from, I don't like them, frankly. I've never liked them. And so what are people who agree with me saying about that, some of our listeners?
Yeah, we posted something about how fireworks aren't for everyone. Think of people with PTSD, fur babies who get scared and run off. And also the animals out in nature, as beautiful. I love visually how beautiful they are and how they light up the sky, but the sound is so aggressive and can be so startling, and it can scare birds away from their nests, and animals who just had babies will run away from their dens. Liz Fisher said, thank you for bringing this up. The big booming sounds just terrify the animals. I feel so bad for them.
Yeah.
Teddy Cosmos actually said, my fur baby is so smart. It took him a few months to realize that it happened some time back, and it stops by itself, and eventually it goes away. He calls his cat a high IQ Mensa cat. And he just kind of frowns but hangs around calmly and waits for it to stop. Jared Winston says, the more fireworks, the better. People are just whiny. It's your Independence Day. Suck it up.
Well, to each his own. That's what I say.
Well, and if it were once, if it were just on the 4th of July, or if it were just on New Year's Eve when people did it on occasion, and it was kind of in a shorter
area. Labor
Day. But yeah, but also, and it lasts for weeks. It's like the second July starts, that's when they're going on in all hours of the night. Last night, it was a lot, and Mac is terrified of the sound. And I actually, I sang to him for a while just to try to drown out the sound while I was trying to get him to sleep. And eventually, Doug, you won't approve of this, but I turned the TV on just to have the volume up so that volume drowned out the sound. He fell asleep within 5 minutes.
There you go. Yep. Not good, not healthy. All right, speaking of that and what's going on in America, the Highland Park shooting, latest example of a portion of our citizenry out of control. So we have some comments on that. Let's share some of them.
Let's see. Mona Martin calls it mental illness and says we need full mental health care in our country.
It's one aspect, but not the only aspect. I agree that it is a serious problem, but there are other components here that are. It's too easy to pass it off onto mental illness. Yes. Is that the most important component? Yeah, probably, but not the only
one
by a long shot.
Exactly. Yep. Susan Orwitz says, these people are crazy. What is going on with this world? I'm a responsible gun owner and prior military. How are these monsters getting weapons?
That's the question. This guy who shot up, I don't know that there is any trail to his weaponry yet. Is there? I haven't seen anything.
No, they're still investigating where these weapons came
him.
From. And he left. He left them. He left the rifle
there
on the roof. And he when he took off.
That other
but no word if it came from somebody and if it was in the home, if he had it legally, if he bought it on the street somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's still to be determined.
Yeah, and then there's Marcy Sullivan, who's got an interesting comment about politics.
Yeah, it's one of those pointing the finger across the aisle. Marcy says it's the Democratic-run cities that are the problem, not the guns.
Okay.
But look at Texas. That's that didn't happen in a Democratic-run city. This can happen everywhere.
But
anywhere.
I happen to have an example, Marcy, that'll be right up your alley, of how crazy it is, the liberalism. And as a libertarian, I think that Liebherr, understanding what freedom is all about, free thinking, liberty, and we all have those words all have the same root for all of us. We all have the same understanding. Hopefully we understand our language, what Liebherr, en français, in it's actually all the Romance languages have the same root for liberty. And so thinking of how that's been sort of bastardized, if you will, or obfuscated, I go to California for most of the crazy examples, and here's one of the craziest I've seen for quite a long time. The story of Judy and Ed Crane, who live in San Francisco, live there for a long time. They park their car in their driveway. Now, you got to follow this so you understand how important the phrase "in their driveway" is to this story. All right? There are, in San Francisco, anybody who's been there, you know how tricky it is up and down the hills.
Yeah, all that street parking, it's all parallel parking.
Right. So they have a spot in their home where they've lived for a long time. They park their car in their driveway. They've been doing it for 36 years. That's how long. They're lucky because a lot of people that live on those hills don't have any, they don't have any driveways. So last Friday, they received a fine from the city, $1,542, for parking on their own property. And they were told if they didn't get the car off of their property, they would be facing a $250 a day fine. So the San Francisco Planning Department, when you look into this more deeply, is now enforcing a section of code that hasn't been enforced for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
This code bans motor vehicles of all kinds from being parked on a car pad or a setback in front of the house unless there is a garage. So if you have a driveway and there's no garage, the city of San Francisco is now going to go after you. Mr. and Mrs. Crane wrote the city suggesting this is a mistake. The husband said to all of a sudden be told you can't use something that you own for parking and have parked there for 30-some-odd years is relatively inexplicable. I'd agree with you, Mr. Crane.
Of course.
The space has been used for parking since the house was built in 1910. So the city planning department said that they would waive the fine if they could prove the lot was historically being used for parking. You know, screw you, is what I'd say to them. You have to prove that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I live here. I own this property. I've parked my car. What kind of ridiculous nonsense is this?
Exactly. And it's not like it was a homeowners association or something. It was the city. And they did prove it. They showed a photograph of their daughter back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And the car happened to be in there. And they said, no, that's not far enough back in history enough. They found another one where it was basically like a horse and buggy that was pulling in to the driveway, and they said, nope, that's not sufficient enough. And so they
Good
said
God.
That they would waive all of the fees if they just promised not to park there anymore or to
Why?
Put up a garage or something. Exactly. And here's the thing. They flew under the radar for so long, and they would have kept flying under the radar, but they and one of their neighbors got in trouble because somebody filed a complaint. They ticked off some petty person, apparently, who
Good
filed
God.
A complaint about it, and that's how the city found out what was happening. Mm-hmm.
The pettiness in this world is almost out of control. It really is. So there's an example of liberalism gone amok. The asinine reasoning or thinking, and this seems to be in the water in San Francisco. Man, I wouldn't live in San Francisco. I'd rather live on a boat in the middle of the Pacific. San Francisco, beautiful city, horrible manager. It's pretty much the same all across California. The people, maybe it's a draining, it's the cesspool, you know, all of the, remember when Trump said they're going to drain the swamp? They, if they drained anybody, they all went to California to run it. And it doesn't make a difference. Liberals and conservatives alike don't like what's going on in California. It's just stupid. I don't know what word best applies to this kind of nonsense. You got nothing better to do? It's too much big government. Good God. Finding somebody for parking on their own property. Who dreams this crap up? Would be the question I leave you with for a few moments, 45 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Now, you know, when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You've got to make mine spicy. Add a side of mac and cheese, secret recipe fries, ranch, and ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
One of the things that I've been talking about off and on, Jay, last couple of days is what we teach our children in school. What about our culture? Where have we made mistakes? Where are we doing things the right way, the good things, the heartwarming experiences? I'm reminded of the address, the short address that came from Frederick Douglass. The speech was entitled, What Did the Fourth of July Mean to a Slave? Mm. He writes... And there were a lot of readings, by the way, of this across the country. I hope that there were more people. Maybe just hearing about the reading, the rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your father is shared by you. It has brought life and healing to you. It has brought stripes and health. But there's a focus in this. It's rather, he talks about the 4th of July is yours, not mine. That is, this is a treatise that was aimed at white people. You may rejoice, I must mourn. This was written before, obviously during slavery. There are actually four or five paragraphs in the speech. I'm just underscoring a couple of them. The 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn, I think are the most important words in there, because it brings a reflection. Not that everything's good and everything's bad, but it's a reflection of somebody who is an important part of American history. It's 10 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Bro.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Well, now on Doug Steffens' Good Day Health, Dr. Jack is a chiropractor, not just any old chiropractor, but a NUCA chiropractor, which means he practices on your shoulder, your upper spine, your neck, and fixes all that ails you. One adjustment and you're set for life. Wouldn't that be great if that were the case? But it's a fabulous practice. He's a great human being. He and his wife practice in Salt Lake City where they have their clinic. Also, GAPS practitioners. Mary, his wife, specializes in what goes on in your gut. But Jack talks about it a lot, too. There are lots of things that we talk about here. We were just talking off the air about the pain that I'm continuing to feel in my right shoulder since I fell down the ice this past winter and ripped out the upper bicep tendon that goes over your shoulder back to your rotator cuff. I did it on the other side about 8 or 9 years ago, and it seems to have healed, although you and I were talking about getting an adjustment, how that would work. The pain is radiating from one shoulder to the other shoulder. And you wonder about, the connection. And it just, when I'm going through stress, it just aches and aches and aches. And so, I think I tore the rotator cuff on the other side, but it seems to have healed. I don't remember the pain lasting this long, though. And it seemed to have gone away because they're doing a lot of exercises. And after a month or so, it kind of went away.
Well, sometimes when you fall down and break a bone, that's the lucky thing. because bones will heal in a matter of weeks and everything's fine.
Right.
And usually the bone is stronger after the break than it was before. But you start tearing up ligaments or you tear up the capsule around the joint that lubricates that joint. Though the pain from that can go on for months and months and months before that finally heals.
Yeah, good news. And, thank you, Jack.
But what you, I'm sorry, but what you need to do is to get an MRI of the shoulder because you may have torn the rotator cuff. There's four muscles involved with that. You know, it's the muscles that are involved if you were pitching a baseball game.
Yeah.
That's the rotator cuff muscles. And there's four of them, and all four of them are loaded with pain fibers. And if you know, a lot of times you tear that muscle, it'll heal itself. But if you tear it enough, it needs surgery.
Yeah, well, but the surgery I was told, because I was offered that option, and this is a lesson for everybody listening, what does it do to your lifestyle? I couldn't go into the summer on the farm with my shoulder, my arm in a sling, and my shoulder healing. It just wouldn't work. So if I'm going to have it done, I guess I'd have it done over the wintertime.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would like to know. Yeah, getting
because
MRI.
Your shoulder is going to be immobile for a good 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah,
you're
going
to be wearing a sling for at least 6 weeks.
And then I wonder about, because I have good musculature through my shoulders and my arms and stuff, and I don't want it to atrophy, and I wonder if that happens as part of this. But if you're not using it, if you're favoring it all the time, I suppose the muscle would atrophy anyway.
Well,
yes, am I thinking?
That's true. And there are recovery exercises once the pain begins to diminish.
Right. Okay, I remember that.
And that might be causing the pain to go to the other side anyway.
Yeah, but it just, dude, if I take a couple of Aleve, it goes away. If I put some heat or massage, you know, some of the stuff that's available on the market, sprays and things, then the pain goes away as well. It's not like it. But if I have when I go to physical therapy, when she's working on that side of me, the pain can be excruciating.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the trade-off with
sweat.
Physical therapy.
Yeah.
But physical therapy will keep the joint in its range of motion.
Yeah. But it hurts. All right, doctor. There is a doctor in the house. What does not sleeping well do to your heart? There are a lot of people who have a lot of... and I wonder what sort of natural things are available from Standard Process. You operate with Standard Process products, all natural things. So what makes you feel like you're going to go to sleep and get a good night's sleep? And is that really the secret to having a good, healthy heart?
Well, the only thing that changes when you're asleep as opposed to being awake is your level of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is still going full speed.
Fine.
It's like a 24-hour business. The graveyard shift is working just as hard as the day shift is. It's just that the sun went down.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to sleep and the sun goes down in your brain so that you're not conscious, the night shift is still working good and hard. Now, what's it supposed to be doing at night as opposed during the day? Opposed during the day, it's creating more energy. You're up. You're moving around. There's a lot more lymph movement. There's digestion of breakfast, lunch, and dinner going on. And for those who eat too late at night, the liver doesn't get a chance to clean the blood out because it's spending too much time digesting food. The body can't rest to the level of rest it needs to if it's digesting food. And the kinds of environmental poisons that are constantly triggering consciousness makes it difficult to sleep, and so the heart is working harder than it should.
All right, there's a word to the wise. Dr. Jack, here on Good Day Health.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.